Well, we're moving on now.
So am I. That's why I wish you'd answer your own phone calls. Phone.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, this is me. Who are you? What's the big idea calling this time of night?
Say what? It is? All right, yeah. Hey, thanks for calling. Bye. Woo!
George, what's the matter?
It's raining in Peoria. Ha!
What?
Raining in Peoria, let it rain. Chicka-boom, let it rain.
Well, what's the rain? What's gotten into you?
Doing a rain dance. Rain.
Have you gone nuts?
No, beans, Weezy, beans.
Ha! Huh?
I invested in some beans last week. I bought 40,000 bushels. And it looks like it's going to be a flood in Peoria, and that should wipe out the whole crop.
That's awful. Well, what are you so happy about?
Cause if that bean crop out there gets wiped out, the price of my beans goes up.
Where are your beans?
I don't know where my beans are.
Do you know where your marbles are?
Look, it doesn't matter where my beans are. Weezy, did you ever hear of the futures market?
No.
Well, the futures market is a lot like the stock market, except instead of buying stocks, you buy like wheat or potatoes or cotton.
You bought beans.
Right. At a very low price. Now, if a flood comes along and there's a small crop this year, then my beans are worth a lot of money. But if nothing happens and there's a big crop, well, my beans ain't worth beans.
It doesn't seem right to me.
Why not?
You are actually hoping for a flood.
Yeah, you know, but I'd settle for a drought or locusts.
Oh, that's the craziest thing I ever heard of.
It ain't crazy at all. Look, Whitey has been getting rich off the futures market for years. Now I want my share. It's time we integrated money.
But George, making money out of a disaster?
It's all legal, Weezy. Whitey fixed that.
But what about the farmers? Their crops getting ruined by the flood.
They're better off. The governor takes care of them. They even pay them not to grow things.
George, I give up. Go to sleep.
I can't sleep. I'm too excited. Woo, boy, if that rain keeps up, I could be a big man in beans.
The jolly black giant.
Ho, ho, ho. Now I gotta get me a cup of hot cocoa. Hey, Weez, what you doing with my slippers?
I'm having them stretched to go with your head.
You know something, Lionel? I think we got a real
Keep
bargain
your voice
there.
Down. Pop's a light sleeper.
Where are you two going?
To my bedroom.
At this hour of night?
Don't worry, Pop. We'll pull down the shades.
Wait, hold.
Oh, no, Lionel's just putting you on. We're going in to hang this painting.
How do you like it, Pop? We bought it in the village. Jenny picked it out.
What is it?
It's an abstract, Mr. Jefferson. It'll go beautifully in Lionel's room.
It'd go better in the garbage.
You just don't understand art.
Yes, I do. This is art. I paid $250 for that.
I only paid $10 for this.
That proves it.
Proves what?
My painting is 25 times better than yours.
Now, just because that costs more doesn't mean it's a better painting.
It's a better painting because I can look at it and see what it is. It's an ocean.
Yeah, but you can look at this painting and see all kinds of things.
Yeah, Pop, this painting can be anything you want it to be.
Good. I want it to be out of this house by tomorrow.
Oh, hi, Mom.
I thought I heard your voice, Jenny.
Yeah, Mrs. Jefferson, it's me.
What are you two doing up at this hour anyway?
The rain woke your father.
Rain? It's not raining.
It is in Illinois.
You weren't kidding. Your father really is a light sleeper.
What are you talking about?
The flood! The flood! If everything goes okay, in a couple of days, all of central Illinois will be under 3 feet of water.
Have you two been drinking?
No, you see, your father here invested in some beans. And if the bean fields get flooded, he makes a big profit.
You mean you hoping for a flood?
No, I'm just hoping to make me some money, that's all.
I wouldn't want to make money that way.
Taking advantage of other people's misfortunes.
Don't go talking to me about taking advantage. For 200 years, blacks have slaved and sharecropped and picked cotton while whitey took the profits. Now, if I could sit back just like whitey did and make some profits off of cotton or beans or whatever, why shouldn't I?
Pop, you're always talking about making it like whitey. Why do you want to imitate the white man?
He doesn't have to be white. I'll imitate anybody with money.
Look, Pop, you've knocked the white man for the way he's treated us, and you're right. But then you turn around and do the same thing.
What are you talking about? I don't own no slaves. Get some ice, Weezy. I don't need a drink.
Y'all's a monster, Jefferson, sir.
Oh, you know something, Mr. Jefferson. That is what's wrong with our whole system. There's more concern for making money than there is for people.
Look, you two, I didn't set up the rules in this country. I just played the game the best way I know how. So don't go running no guilt rap on me about what's wrong with our system.
All we're saying is that there are more important things than making money.
Name one.
Love.
Ha! That takes a lifetime of money.
Ha.
Look, see, Lionel, you never had to worry about making money. You just wait till you go out looking for a job, then you'll talk different.
No, he won't. Lionel could have had a job paying $20,000 a year, but he turned it down.
What? What's she talking about?
Some company offered me an engineering job starting right after I graduate.
At 20 grand a year?
Yeah.
And you turned it down?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, Pop,
Just tell me why.
Pop is...
All I want to know is why.
Well, will you give me a chance to explain?
Okay, explain. Just give me one good reason.
Well, I thought that they were...
That ain't good enough.
What are you two yelling about?
Do you know what this dumb son of yours did? He turned down a job making 20 grand a year. Can you believe that? 20 grand a year!
Is that true, Lionel?
Yeah, Mom. This company sent the recruiter to school and he offered me a job.
Why didn't you take it?
I don't know. I just wasn't sure that's what I wanted to do.
Didn't you say it was an engineering job?
Yeah.
Then what ain't you sure about? What the hell you think I've been sending you to college for?
I thought it was to learn.
Wrong! I sent you to be an engineer.
George, take it easy.
If he wants to learn, here's lesson number one. When somebody offers a 22-year-old black kid a job making big money, he takes it.
Why did you turn the job down, Lionel?
Well, I'm really not sure what I want to do when I get out of school. I might decide to take an engineering job, or I might decide to just travel around for a while. Or I might work at some other job.
Like what?
Well, I don't know. But whatever it is, I want it to be something where I feel I'm making a contribution.
Then take that job. With 20 grand a year, you can make plenty of contributions.
Look, Mr. Mr. Jefferson, Lionel and I have been talking this over, and we
So that's where you got these crazy ideas, huh?
Well, you're wrong, Pop.
No, I ain't. Look, she comes from a crazy mixed up family, don't she? It's only natural that she's gonna have crazy mixed up ideas.
Now, wait a minute.
Let me handle this, Jenny. Pop, the whole thing was my idea.
Oh, no, it couldn't be. Look, you get your brains from me. My brains don't think stupid.
Look, it's getting late. If you want to talk about my future, we'll discuss it tomorrow. Come on, Jenny, I'm taking you home.
Lionel, I'm talking to you.
There's nothing more to talk about. Good night.
Good night.
He walked out on me.
He just didn't want to talk anymore.
I didn't want him to talk either. I just wanted him to listen.
Come to bed, George.
Yeah, might as well.
You'll get over it by morning.
I will.
Sure you will.
Then I ain't going to bed. I don't want to get over it. I want to settle it right now while I'm still mad.
Where are you going?
Up to the Willises.
You always said wild horses couldn't drag you up there.
Well, a jackass just did.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry I opened my big mouth about your turning down that job offer. Your father was real upset.
Hey, that was nothing. When he's really upset, he runs for the job. Did I trip a burglar alarm?
Oh, no. Doorbell. I wonder who it is at this time of night.
Come out of there. You can't hide from me. What's the big idea walking out on me in the middle of an argument?
Shh, keep your voice down. Jenny's folks are sleeping. I was looking for a cloth. I spilled some sugar.
Yeah, I'll do it.
You coming right back downstairs so I can finish talking to you?
Well, why didn't you just telephone?
Because it's not polite to call up people in the middle of the night and disturb them. All right, hold it.
It's you. What's going on out here?
It's all right, Willis. We're just leaving. Come on.
I'm not leaving.
They're having an argument.
Oh. But why are you in your pajamas?
Because I just got out of bed, that's why.
Oh, my God, what time is it? Have I overslept?
Hello, Daddy. It's all right. It's not morning yet. Do you want some coffee?
Oh, that would be fine. I've got a tongue like a pretzel.
Mr. Jefferson, coffee?
Yeah. No sugar.
I'm sorry we disturbed you, Mr. Willis.
Oh, it's all right. I had to get up anyway. I'm dying of thirst. Helen cooked a Virginia ham for dinner tonight. It was so salty, I dreamed I was the Dead Sea.
You wait till I get you downstairs.
People were floating on me.
Pop, there's nothing more to talk about.
Big, heavy people. I woke up with Helen's arm across my nose. You know, she's got very bony elbows.
Lionel has got to make his own decisions.
His own decisions about what?
Don't interrupt.
Now, wait a minute. This is my kitchen.
And it's my argument. Now, listen, Lionel. This
I burnt my tongue.
Good. Now, maybe you'll give it a rest. Look, you are going back to that firm, and you want to tell them that you have been suffering from temporary insanity, and you'll take the job after all.
Bob, how can you say that?
My goodness. What's all the noise about? What are you doing here in your pajamas?
I just got out of bed.
I thought he slept downstairs. Oh.
Mama, you want some coffee?
I want to know what's going on.
I'll tell you what's going on. Your daughter has been leading my son astray.
Oh, no. Lionel, you're not pregnant.
She made him turn down a job worth 20 grand a year.
She did not.
Look, Lionel's got a mind of his own.
Where? Where? It ain't in there.
I'll get it.
Was it a good job you turned down?
Any job that pays 20 grand a year is a good job.
Can't we talk about this later?
Do you realize that because of you, your mother is down there right now crying her eyes out?
Yo,
George!
All right, Weezy. Feeling better, hon?
I'm sorry about this. Put these on and come downstairs.
I ain't going nowhere till I get an answer from your son.
You might as well have some coffee, Louise.
Thanks. Are you all right, Tom? Mm.
It'll be all right. Helen made the Virginia ham too salty.
I made it just the way you like it. You like it salty.
I like it salted, not salty.
Fussy, fussy. I guess you're gonna be up all night drinking water.
Oh, only half the night. The other half, I'm going to be in the bathroom.
Are we talking about salt at a time like this? Why are we talking about anything at a time like this? It's up at 2 a.m.
That's right, George. Tom and Helen should be sleeping.
While their daughter is wrecking your son's future.
No!
Pop, all I'm saying is that I need time to think. To find out who I am.
You never told him who he was? You're my son, the engineer.
I'll get it.
No, I'll get it. I need the fresh air on my tongue.
When I was your age, I would have given my right arm for a chance like you got.
George, there's more to college than training people for jobs.
That's right. Lionel's been trained how to think.
You don't have to think about 20 grand. You just say, I'll take it.
It's Bentley.
Good evening. Say, I didn't mean to crash your pajama party.
It's all right, Mr. Bentley. Anybody can join. Would you like to have some coffee?
Oh, no, thanks. Better not. I'll be drinking so much of it tomorrow.
Having a big meeting?
Having a big hangover.
Look, I got a problem.
Mind you, it'll be worth it. I've just come from a wonderful diplomatic party. They were fighting in every language.
Bentley!
Sir!
What are you doing here?
I don't know. Oh, I came here to tell you something.
About the party?
Ah, you heard about the party. Absolutely slipping.
Do you ever wish life was passing you by?
Shh! I say... My feet are crunching. You hear that?
Lionel's built sugar on the floor.
Oh, thank you. For a moment, I thought I'd done something foolish. In the Greek dance.
You can't talk here, Lionel. Come on downstairs.
I'm not leaving till you see it my way.
Your way?
My way.
I did it my way.
It's my life, Pop. You can't live it for me.
Oh, shut up!
I did it my way. They don't write songs like that anymore.
They never did.
Lionel, I told you for the last time. Now, who the hell is that? Tell me that's a piece of quiet around here.
As soon as you go home. Coming.
Oh, good evening. I mean, good morning, Mrs. Willis.
Hello, Ralph.
Is everything all right?
I'm not sure.
Maybe I better check then. Your neighbors, Mr. and Mrs. Merton, did call. Something about noise.
There's no noise here, Ralph.
Hello, Mr. Jefferson, sir. Well, I can see this isn't a wild party, just a little family get-together. Only I make it my duty to check, you know. Just to make sure all my tenants are safe and sound.
Everything's fine, Ralph. Here. Wait a minute, this ain't my apartment.
Here you go, Ralph. Well,
any hour, day or night, I like to think my tenants know I'm here.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, I'm afraid I've nothing smaller than a tent.
That's all right, Mr. Bentley. It's not the size. It's the thought. Good night.
Good night, Ralph. And good night, George.
I'm not leaving until my son... Hey, I didn't know y'all had a back door.
Well, now that you know, Shorty, why don't you use it?
Sure, that was it. I came up here to tell you... You, that your apartment door is open.
You left the door open?
Well, I must have forgotten. I was too busy trying to stop you from coming up here and making a fool of yourself.
Yes, I noticed it as soon as I got off the elevator. I'm very observant. So I looked in, but you weren't there. It was like that ship, the Marie Celeste, remember that? Not a soul on board when they found her.
Bentley.
So are you? She didn't answer. Then I remembered the elevator had come down from the 14th floor, so I deduced that you were up here.
Did you close the door?
I don't believe I did.
Would you mind closing it now?
Pleasure. Now you have a nice party.
I wish they'd all go his way.
Don't ever cook Virginia ham for me again.
Okay, Lionel, let's get something straight. Either you come to your senses or you don't come home.
George!
No, I mean it, Wheezy. Like, he's had it good and soft. Now he's got to give something in return. Are you going to take the job?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to bed. Good night, everybody.
Yes, good night, everybody.
Hold it.
Nice color, Tom.
Lionel, it's been a long time since I had to lay a hand on you. But don't think you're too big that I won't do it now if I have to.
Well, if it'll make you feel any better, go ahead, hit me.
I'm gonna give you one more chance. Are you gonna take the job?
Pop, you just don't understand.
I don't understand. Lionel, you don't understand. You don't understand that I love you and I care for you. I spent all my life struggling so you'd have some of the things that I didn't have.
Well, then you ought to know where I'm coming from.
Look, can't you see he wants to do just what you did?
You want to go into the cleaning business?
No. Look, you've never let anyone else run your life, have you?
Only his mother.
Remember that uncle you told me about, the one who tried to make you stay in the Navy?
Yeah. Stay in the Navy, George. Security. I'd have still been there, secure and poor.
Right on. Well, that's the same way I feel. I've got to decide for myself what I'm going to do with my life.
It is his life, George. He has to live it himself.
You're the first and only Jefferson to go to college. That's why I want you to make it. Ain't a father supposed to want that for his son?
Hey, I'm going to make it, Pop. Maybe as an engineer, maybe not, but I'm going to make it. Just like you did. Sailor.
Now can we all go to bed?
Yeah! Hey, look. Now, I'm not trying to tell you what to do. But how'd you like to go into beans with me?
Beans?
It's a long story.
Then don't tell me.
Morning.
Of course you've gone home.
So did I. But something rather funny happened as I was closing your door. I heard your telephone ringing, so I took the liberty of answering it. Very nice chap on the other end. And he asked me to give you a message.
What message?
Well, it was in some sort of code. It has stopped raining in Peoria.
Now I'm stuck with 40,000 bushels of beans.
What does that mean?
It means you should have done what your grandfather did.
What?
Instead of beans, you should have picked cotton.
Was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.